church of the Lord this morning. Say thank you to Brother Pepper for asking me the board and having confidence in me to bring to you the Word of God. I want to lift up Jesus today, and I want Him to be glorified. He's the reason that we're here this morning. Amen. Praise God. The book of Revelation chapter 5 this morning. Revelation chapter 5. We're going to read the first 10 verses of this chapter. The Lord is in this house today. Do you believe that? I believe it. Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 1. If you found it there this morning, would you say amen? The apostle writes, he says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not.'" Notice that. "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.'" What a promise, what a passage of Scripture. Amen. What a wonderful passage. Notice here with me in verse number 4, John says, "I wept much." Then verse 5, "One of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not.'" This morning, just for a few minutes, the Lord being my help, I want to bring this out to you. Weep not, for he is worthy. Weep not, for he is worthy. Could we take a moment and ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this message? God, I need you, Lord, this morning. Father, in the power of the Holy Ghost, God, I tremble because of the word, Lord. This is your word this morning, God, and I pray that you would help me to preach it. God, anoint these lips of clay, I ask you, God, this morning. Help me, Lord, to convey this message. God, help me to be accurate. Help me to be precise, Lord, as I preach your word this morning. God, I pray that you would be with these people. God, as we hear the word, let it make our hearts rejoice this morning. We will give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. And the church of God would say amen this morning. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Weep not, for he is worthy. The book of Revelation, it's important for us to notice right off the bat. There are a lot of things that are being focused on in this world right now. We know that the book of Revelation is not the revelation of the Antichrist, but it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It was always in the plan of God for Christ to be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He is the one who has completed our work of redemption. Here this morning, the same power that brought Jesus Christ into this world, according to Luke chapter 2, the angel came to Mary and he was born of a virgin. And the same power that brought him into this world is the same power that causes us to be saved. The same power that brought Christ into this world is the same power that orchestrated our salvation. This revelation here this morning is given to the man named John. And it's a revelation of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. And I want to be carefully to interpret this word this morning. But we're given a clear outline of the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 1, he tells John to write those things that he has seen, those things that which are, and the things that shall be hereafter. We know that the things which thou hast seen gives the life of Jesus Christ. The things that John saw during Jesus' earthly ministry. Then we know the things which are. He gives us in chapter 2 and chapter 3, the church age. The things that are going on in this world right now and the condition of the church. We know that in chapter 4 there is a turning point. And the focus of events, it shifts from that on earth to that in heaven. Jesus here has given these letters and he's talked to the churches. But there in chapter 4, John begins with this. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. I want to tell you, friends, here this morning and affirm to you that in these last days, as a minister of the gospel, I fully believe with all of my heart in a pre-tribulation rapture, a pre-millennial view that we are caught away before this event happens, before the judgments are being poured out and the seals are opened. But here in chapter 5, this is a scene of judgment. Not for sinners, but those that are the saints of God. We see in chapter 4, this is the judgment seat of Christ. And the focus here in chapter 5 is on the Lamb, it's on the book, and it's on the kingdom. Now I want you to notice here that we're dealing with the things which shall be hereafter in this chapter. I want you to notice there in chapter 5 that you cannot study the book of Revelation and ignore this seven-sealed book that is in the right hand of him that sits on the throne. This book here is the title deed, I believe, with all of my heart, to the created earth. Ephesians tells us about the redemption of the purchased possession. Everything that was lost, everything that was destroyed by the actions of the first Adam was bought back and restored by the blood of Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? Hallelujah. The year of Jubilee comes into the equation. At this point, those that had lost their property, those that had lost their personal freedoms would receive back what was rightfully theirs. Amen. And a beautiful picture of this we find is the book of Ruth. We find the story of that near kinsman redeemer. There was a man who had lost his land because of the famine. There was a time of famine in the land, and now Boaz has become Ruth's kinsman redeemer. He has now purchased the land, and he is in love with Ruth. How many is thankful to be in the bride of Christ this morning? Huh? He got the lady because he had the land. Here, in Matthew chapter 13, we read of two treasures that are in a field. One is the nation of Israel, and then we have the pearl of great price. Jesus makes it very clear that the field is the world. Also, we have a picture of this great sealed book being the title deed to the earth, a pre-futuristic look here in the book of Jeremiah. And if you've got time later, I challenge you to go back and read Jeremiah chapter 32. There is a purchase. There is a real estate transaction that is taking place. And you will find the evidence of that purchase. He says, this is how I know I've purchased. There is a sealed book that is given to that man who purchased Zedekiah's nephew. His name was Hanamiel. He purchased that field, and that was the evidence of his purchase. So we know this book in the hand of him that sits on the throne, it's the title deed. It's everything that belongs to Jesus Christ. And he is worthy to open the book because he redeemed us. I hope I'm not preaching too lofty or too high, but this is what I felt on my heart this morning. Amen. So according to Romans chapter 5, the Bible tells us, as by one man sin entered into the world, and the kingdoms of this world, they were not overpowered, but they were delivered over to Satan by the first Adam. It was a choice that Adam made. He had dominion over this earth. He had dominion over this world, but he chose to give over that to Satan, the kingdoms of this world. But here this morning, according to Luke chapter 4, we find that the devil comes to Jesus and he tries to offer him all the kingdoms of the world. He tries to offer that which does not belong to him this morning. Can I tell you, friends, this morning, we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the only one who is worthy to open up the book this morning. Hallelujah. For since by man, First Corinthians tells us, chapter 15, for since by man, Adam, came death, by man, Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. There was no man who was worthy. For Ruth, there had to be the Hebrew word there is Goel. There had to be a kinsman redeemer. There had to be someone who is greater than just a man to open the book and to take back that which the enemy had stolen. In John chapter 1, he was the Word made flesh, and he dwelt among us that we might be able to once again be reconciled to God. Hallelujah. That makes my heart rejoice this morning. I don't know about you. And here it says in the verse that they begin to sing a new song. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, 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 Christ is mine. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful to be redeemed this morning? Praise God. Very quickly here, and I'll get out of the way. Four reasons why Jesus Christ is worthy. Number one, he offered the sacrifice for sin. In the Gospels, he was the Lamb John the Baptist saw on the bank of the Jordan River. The Lamb of God that comes to take away the sin of the world. And I want you to go in your Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read a few verses there. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 through 21. I want you to read that with me this morning. He is the sinless Lamb of God. The sinless Lamb of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful this morning that the doctrine that we believe, the views that we hold, is not a dead doctrine, but we serve a God this morning that is alive. We worship the Lamb this morning that is worthy because he offered the sacrifice for us. Bible tells us we are fallible human beings. First John tells us, little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah.
The reason, second reason why he's worthy is because he occupies the seat of power. Verse number five, I believe it is, says he is sitting in the midst of the throne. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. I'm thankful this morning that he's in control. Hallelujah. He has all power this morning. He has all authority over the very universe. He is the Lamb and he rules with great power. Oh yes. Hebrews chapter 7 tells us, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For he is such an high priest who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. That's who we're serving this morning. That's who we're worshiping. He occupies the seat of power. Reason number three here that we know he is worthy, because he opened the seals of the book. Look in verse number five there in Revelation chapter 5, the phrase, he hath prevailed to open the book. It wasn't something that happened by accident here this morning. I realize I'm talking to you about something that has not happened yet, but it's a reason for us to rejoice this morning. It's a reason for us to come to church and not give God the least praise that we can offer, but it's a reason to raise our hands and give him the highest praise, more than just amen, thank you God, hallelujah. You know, I appreciate that, but here this morning, he is the greatest. He is the Most High. We ought to give Him the highest praise this morning because He is worthy. He has prevailed this morning to open the book. He has the right this morning. He's worthy. Oh, praise God. He has the right. Revelation 22 tells us He is the root of the offspring of David. He has the right because He is the root of David. And He has the might because He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. One who has the majesty of a lion, but who has the meekness of a lamb. Can I tell you, friends, here this morning, He's going to open the seals. There are things that are going to happen on this earth as a direct result of every seal that He opens. And friends, I want to be out of here when that happens. He's worthy this morning. Number four, He opened the seals. But number four, lastly, He overcame the power of Satan. That's who we're worshiping this morning. He has overcome the power of Satan. Revelation 17, I want to read a couple of verses there. Revelation chapter 17 and verses 13 and 14 here this morning. These have one mind, the writer says, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and here it is, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. Hallelujah. I want to be part of that number here this morning. When He begins at that final time to overcome Satan, I'm thankful for the victories that He gives us right now in this world. I'm thankful for the power that He gives us over the adversary right now. But friends, there is coming a day, amen, when all death shall be overcome. That's what he said. The writer says in 1 Corinthians 15, O grave, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy victory? I want to finish out reading this chapter 5 here this morning. Verse number 11, John says, And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000. Times 10,000 and thousand of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the church said, Amen this morning. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever. Hallelujah. That's who we're worshiping here this morning. He's worthy, isn't He? He's worthy of the best praise that we can give Him here in the last days. We can't afford to let our worship be falling by the wayside. When we come into the house of God, we can't allow ourselves to be distracted by the things of this world. We've got to realize there's a great day coming. He's going to open the book. Brother Joey, He's going to open the book, and there are things that are going to happen. You and I don't want to see them, but He's worthy. He's worthy this morning, isn't He? I want to tell somebody, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be afraid because of the events of the last days. He said to the apostle, Weep not, because He is worthy. Hallelujah. Behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's got the right and He's got the might this morning. Can we lift our hands, Pastor, as Pastor's coming? Can we lift our hands and give Him praise this morning? He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.